social democracy,
right.
which means everything is possible. I have no values, and the values are the values of the power. That's it.
Power. There we go. Pilar, let me ask you right now. Please come back next time. It'll be a week from Friday, right in January, and please give us another report. But now, in the couple of minutes we have left, can you just give us some idea of research that you were calling out to my attention about the role of the Indignados of Spain, once again, is Occupy, and the preponderance of foreign operatives in Occupy? Just a few words, if you could.
Yes. It's not me. It's a guy, a friend of mine, who made an incredible research about who is behind the Occupy Wall Street movement, the 15M, so the Occupy in Spain, the color revolutions in the former Soviet republics, and behind the Euromaidan in Ukraine, and what is behind the Arab revolutions and Arab Springs and all these. And it's always the same people. These are different groups that are financed by Soros. So this is what we call dissent or disidencia controlada.
Controlled opposition. Controlled opposition.
Yes, they organize this, and I remember I read in your blog that some of the people who were in Occupy Wall Street look really like soldiers. Isn't that
yes.
you? That you said that?
Yes.
Well, in Madrid,
they had the military short haircut.
That's right. Well, in Madrid, it was like students of economic Yale University. You understand what I mean? What sort of look they had? So you had these kind of hippies on the floor and smoking marijuana and all that. But those who were running the camp in Madrid, they were very well dressed, and they were really smart, and you could see that they were students of or already graduated people from a business school, you know. This is, and also there is a...
Tear gas.
Out on the street.
actor. I don't remember his name, who married a Jewish Spanish girl, and he's there in all these camps and indignados groups. He's always there. So please post on your radio the link to this article, because they have there all the information. I think he made a great job, because you have all, he captured the, he printed the screen, and you can see in English lots of information for those who don't speak Spanish.
All right. So, Pilar, we want to thank you. And again, please
thank
make
you.
Time on your calendar around, 10 o'clock night or so.
Shot himself in the head. This is, oh man, Alice in Wonderland, dog. This is worse than that. I don't know what, Jabril, stay with me. Stay with me, bro.
I don't know what's going on, man. This shows the,
what is this world coming to?
This shows the, you're very incompetent, man. I mean, see, this is all that you see. You read the article, it says the man shot himself. So he had time to shoot himself, get shot 10 times. It's ridiculous, man. I think this shows, man, that they don't, that, you know, it's crazy, man. I think they, it's a cover-up.